Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast, and this is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. We're happy that you thought enough of us to tune in on tonight. At this time, we're going to go a little different way. We have a pre-recorded message from the revival on the Power of Prayer line in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So we ask you to tune in and listen intensively while we go into a word of prayer. And Deacon Huff from the Power of Prayer line will be leading us in this prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord and look to the Lord for whatever it is that you need of the Lord. God has it. So just look to him on tonight. God bless you.
So we come to you and come give you the honor, glory, and the praise for who you are, what you are able to do, God. Father, thank you for this day, God. Thank you for allowing us to come together one more time, Lord. Look down on us one by one and name by name. Touch our heart, touch our mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Take me away where we can build us up, where we're torn down. Forgive us of our sin and our iniquity, God. Blot out our transgression, God. Have your way evermore, God. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, God. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Look on one by one and name by name, God. Lord, you made us and you know all about us, God. Have mercy upon us today, God. In the name of Jesus, in your words to now anointing, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, be with us, God. In that name, would you have your way of the most, God? Look on the sick and the sick, Lord. Look on the bereaved, look on the one that don't know the torment of the name, God. But we know you are faithful, you are deliver, and you are deliver, God. There's nothing too hard for you, God. Lord, have to take your word to our heart, God. In the name of Jesus, go with us and stand by, keep our hearts and our mind ever fade on thee. Have the spirit and in truth. We'll praise you, we'll magnetize you, tell us our wonders with God. Glory and all shall be thine. Ask even all blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine,
I will repay, saith the Lord. And over in the 21st chapter and verse 20. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed about with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the country enter therein. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. We thank the Lord for the reading of this word. My subject tonight is vengeance belongs to God. Vengeance belongs to God. God is going to take vengeance on all those who do not accept his word, all those who do not believe on him as the Son of God. Glory to God, he's going to take his own vengeance. We don't have to be vengeful, and we don't have to try to avenge ourselves. Sometimes things happen in our lives, and things go wrong. But hallelujah, and people laying down here will try to avenge themselves. They'll try to fix the situation themselves. But we have to let God work it out for us. God is going to avenge us of our adversaries. All those who rise up against us because we are serving the Lord and because we are trying to do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of God, let them go ahead because the day is coming. Hallelujah. It's going to be a day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness as the morning spread up from the mountain. And a strong there has not been ever the light. Neither shall be any more after it, even the tears of many generations. The Bible lets us know a fire devoured before them, and behind them the flame burned. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. Nobody is going to escape God. Hallelujah. We are all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And we all will have to tell God things that were done in our bodies, whether they be good or whether they be evil. God has a day of vengeance. Hallelujah. He's going to pay every man according as his work shall be. Glory to God. We can't afford to get out of the word of God, but we got to stay in the word of God, because the word is right and the word is going to stand. The Bible says the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. God's word is going to stand. Doesn't matter who receives the word of God or who rejects it, but all those who reject the word of God, there's a day of vengeance coming. God is going to pay you according as your work shall be. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, the Lord was saying, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things to God, that we might be ready when the Lord calls our name. Praise the Lord. At this time, this part of the service is into the hands of missionary Rebecca. Oh.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God. Vengeance belong unto God. Thank God for that beautiful message. And we want to say, if you'd like to tune into this broadcast, you can dial 945-218-0218. And the access code is 5847-681. And we're here on Tuesday night and Sunday night at 7 p.m. Feel free to dial in and be a part of this broadcast. If you have a testimony or you have something that you want to say or you have a message that you feel the Lord wants you to give, you can call in to this broadcast. And we know that God can do all things, and we are here to help you. We're here to pray for you. All those who are on the broadcast, we invite you to continue looking to the Lord, trusting in God. He's able to do everything, and he's able to take us through every situation in our lives. So let's continue to look to him. We thank you once again for being on this broadcast, and we are praying for you. God bless you. This ends the broadcast for tonight, and we look forward to being back here again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. God bless you, and good night.